Hello and welcome to the Meg Method podcast, the coaching podcast that helps you move, think and feel better for life. I am your host and coach, Meg Walker. And in today's episode, I wanted to discuss something I've been thinking about the last few weeks. It's actually something I've discussed with clients on countless occasions, but I've been thinking about it a lot more deeply lately. And that is superpowers. Now, stay with me here and let me explain before you start thinking I've been snorting protein powder and it's gone to my head. I think every single person has a superpower. And by superpower, I mean something special that you bring to this world. And it might not even be something that seems extraordinary to you. It might be excellent organization skills or your ability to stay calm in a stressful situation. What makes it extraordinary is your unique flair that you bring to it. There is only one of you in this world. So literally, nobody can do that thing exactly like you. Nobody has the same origin story as you as well. Now, I have never come across any superhero who didn't resent their superpower at the start. When you first start realizing your super ability, you have no idea how to use it. You didn't even ask for that superpower. You just got given it, usually not without some sort of consequence. And now you have to somehow navigate the world with this super ability that you have no idea how to use. And yet you're expected to be grateful and put it to good use. Think of Spider-Man trying to sneak down side alleys to practice shooting his webs, but just ends up knocking everything over. It's embarrassing. It sucks. You feel the weight of responsibility on your shoulders, and it's lonely because you feel that no one else would understand. However, when a guide comes along and helps the superhero not only to identify their superpower, but shows them how to use it properly, it's a game changer. The superhero starts to embrace their power. Their ability grows the more they use it, becomes more confident, is emboldened by it. What is your superpower? What skill are you hiding away from the world? Either because you haven't discovered it yet, or you're embarrassed because you haven't worked out how to use it properly. Everybody has one. I had this chat with a client recently, and they really struggled with this question. They were convinced that they didn't have a superpower. I didn't want them to feel pressured, so I gave them some time and space to think about it. They eventually came back to me and said, "I wanted to say that my superpower is kindness. No matter what has happened to me in my life, I've always gone out of my way to be kind to others, to make sure others feel valued and never alone." I said, "I'd have to agree. I've recognized that power in you. You are one of the kindest people I have ever met, and you are kind in a way that is so uniquely you. You said you wanted to say that, but may I ask why you didn't?" And they said, "Because being kind also seems to be my biggest weakness. My kindness has unfortunately been used against me on many occasions." How many of you listening can relate to that? I know I can. And that, unfortunately, is one of the problems with superpowers, isn't it? When others know about our superpower, it can also become your kryptonite. Your strength can then be used against you as your weakness. This is genuinely why I think that so many people struggle to realize or accept that they have a superpower. Because your superpower will also look like your biggest vulnerability. I think my superpower is my resilience, my ability to bounce back, to problem solve, to always find a way through. And I'm at my best, my strongest, when I'm using this superpower to help others to do the same. It's why I became a coach. But for the longest time, I didn't realize my resilience was a superpower. I actually discovered it by accident. I've had ADHD my whole life, but this was only officially diagnosed last October at the age of 31. I always knew there was something different about my brain, but I kept getting overlooked. And looking back now, I recognize that because I wasn't getting the help I needed, I naturally started using my superpower and found my own unique ways around problems. I couldn't approach regular tasks like a lot of my peers, so I had to work out how to solve tasks in a different way. Every time I failed, and I felt that was often, I'd get back up and I would try again. And every time I used that power, my ability to problem solve, my resilience started getting stronger. Every time I was overlooked, I started growing thicker skin. My kindness and empathy grew when I came across another person who couldn't find a way around a problem, who maybe had been overlooked. But in the past, and I'm sure there will be some moments in my future, when some individuals started to identify this resilience in me, they tried to use it against me. They were scared of this power that I had. They saw it as a threat to their own. And so they tried to test what it would take to weaken my powers and maybe eventually break me. And it's exhausting, it's hurtful, and it's scary when it feels like your superpower can be used against you. I wouldn't blame anyone for being tempted to hide it away. And I did that for the longest time. I did that. In fact, I hid my whole self away. I believed that if people didn't know I had a power, then they wouldn't be able to use it against me and I would be safe. However, just like in any good superhero story, this power is part of your destiny. You could never hide away forever. You are too important. You were given this power because you are the only person who could handle it and be trusted to use it for good. Hiding away is, of course, tempting. It might seem like the best move, but the best thing you can do is actually to keep using your power. And yes, of course, you might need to pause and recharge from time to time. But every time you use your power, your ability strengthens, your confidence grows. There are more people in the world that need you and want to work alongside you than there are people who will work against you. Let yourself grow. Seek out mentors, coaches who can recognize this power in you and help you nurture it so that you can become the best version of yourself. To help you realize that you were born to share this power with the world and nobody can use it like you. And never underestimate how powerful it is when others see you out in the world using your superpower for good. That alone has the ability to encourage someone else to stop hiding their superpower. So to finish, I ask you again, what is your superpower? What is the power that you are currently hiding away or haven't quite worked out how to use yet? Look hard, because it may also look like your biggest vulnerability. That's the human in you. It's what helps you keep your feet on the ground. I hope this episode has given some food for thought. And if you think you might need a mentor or a coach to help you nurture this skill, just send a bat signal and I will be there. Be kind, be curious, be well, and be you, because there is no one quite like you. Big love. Thank you so much for listening to the Meg Method podcast. If you want to learn more about my coaching and access some free coaching resources, please visit my website, themegmethod.com, or send me a message at themegmethod on Instagram. I would love to learn to know you. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I would be so grateful if you could please share the love forward. You can show your support in three simple ways. You could please subscribe by clicking the follow button on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. You could send details of my coaching to a loved one, or you could share this episode with others by tagging me in your social media stories at The Meg Method. Just see the show notes for more details. And if you're feeling extra kind, it would make my day if you could please leave a review. Thank you to my legendary podcast team, Brooklyn Fraser and Alicia Navarro. Your hard work and expertise is always appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Have an excellent day. Try your best. Be kind. Big love.